Computers are linked together by cables and telephone lines, making communication possible among them. That is, it is globally connected. Yeah. Computers are globally connected through telephone lines and cables. And then this global, it can also be defined as global network over a million of smaller heterogeneous computer networks. And this network, what are all there in this network? It consists of thousands of networks spanning the entire globe. It's known as internet. The network which consists of thousands of networks spanning the entire globe is known as internet. The internet is a worldwide collection of networked computers, which are able to exchange information with each other very quickly. This internet is a worldwide collection of networked computers which are able to exchange information with each other quickly. If you are sending information, if you are sending any information to WhatsApp, what happens? Within fraction of seconds, it reaches me. Yes or no?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Okay, that is network. And then mostly people use network in two ways, internet in two ways. One is email and World Wide Web. That's what you know, the difference between email and World Wide Web.
Web.
And then in internet, most computers are not directly, they are connected to smaller networks, which in turn are connected through gateways to the internet backbone. A gateway is a device which connects dissimilar networks, and a backbone is central interconnecting structure that connects one or more networks. So here, what are the points you should know means, what is network of network? What is the network of network? It is global network of computers that are linked together by cables and telephone lines, making communication possible among them. And then what this internet is doing, it is exchanging information very quickly. Through computers, it is exchanging information very quickly. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Why don't you switch on your video? Mostly people, mostly people use internet in two ways.
Video,
huh?
My faces.
Yeah, enough. Switch on your video. Mostly people use internet in two ways. What are the two ways that people use internet? One is email, another one is World Wide Web.
World Wide Web.
So we are not see here, your computer, it is not directly connected to the internet. It is connected to the internet through smaller networks, through gateways to the internet backbone. So what is a gateway? A gateway is a device that connects dissimilar networks. So what is a gateway? Yeah. What is a gateway? A gateway is a device that connects dissimilar networks.
Dissimilar networks.
And then a backbone is a central interconnecting structure that connects one or more networks. A backbone is central interconnecting structure that connects one or more networks.
Mm-hmm.
So you should know what is gateway and what is backbone. Tell me what is gateway. See these two points and tell me.
Gateway. So the gateway is a device that it is a device that connected the display of networks.
Dissimilar networks.
Dissimilar networks. A backbone is centralized in internet. In internal. Okay, so I can see it.
Central interconnecting structure.
This zoom in, ma'am, is difficult to see.
Central interconnecting structure that connects one or more networks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just zoom in, ma'am.
Over, huh?
Yeah. And just zoom in, ma'am.
Huh? What, ma'am?
Can you zoom the paper?
Zoom,
can you zoom the paper?
Yeah. Over, okay.
You reduce, ma'am.
Reduce. Enough, huh?
Keep it around.
Enough.
Ma'am, no. It's reducing only, ma'am.
What, ma'am?
Getting reduced.
Enough, huh? Enough?
No, ma'am, you're reducing it. I told you increase.
Enough?
Little more. Okay, enough.
Now tell me what is gateway and what is backbone?
Gateway is a device that controls a dissimilar network. A backbone is a centralized interconnecting circuit of connecting one or more networks.
Okay, what is the good and next question? What is DNS? Also explain its functions. DNS means domain name system. DNS means domain name
system.
Yeah, come on, read and tell me.
Domain name and system. Next page. Domain is a standardized domain name system. It is distribute in meaning system for computers, serves or any resource collected to the internet or a private network. It associates virus information with the domain name against each other. Each of practicing vendors.
DNS stands for domain name system. What is DNS? They will ask this one in one more also. DNS
domain name system.
And it is the hierarchical distributed naming system for computers.
Yeah.
Services or any resources connected to the internet or a private network. And it associates various information in the domain. All these things are not needed. First point is needed. DNS stands for domain name system. And it is the hierarchical distributed naming system for computer services or any resources connected to the internet or a private network. What are the different functions? They are asking here, explain its functions. So what are the different functions of DNS? First one, what is the first one? Read.
My nose is okay. And the transfer of meaningful domain name into measuring the IP address, which is
numerical. Numerical IP address,
which is needed for the for locating computer services.
Purpose of locating computer services and devices worldwide. So what happens here in DNS? It can translate the domain name into numerical IP address. So what happens when there is numerical IP address? We can locate the computer or device wherever it is there in this world, anywhere in the which is there in any part of the world. With this, if you have IP address, you can find it. Okay, next one.
It serves as a phone book of internet by transmitting human friendly computer host mails into an IP address.
So what happens? It serves as a phone book. How in mobile phone you have phone book? Yeah, have you seen phone book in mobile phone?
What, ma'am?
Phone book in mobile phone. You are saving all the numbers, no? That number, that is called as
phone.
That is phone book.
Phone.
This DNS, it serves as phone book for the internet. So what it is doing, it translates human-friendly computer host names into IP address. What it is doing, it translates the human-friendly computer host names into IP address. Okay. Next one, the DNS can be quickly updated, allowing a service location or the network to change without affecting the end user. What it is doing, it can be quickly updated. How it can be uploaded by quickly updated and allowing a service location or network to change without affecting the end users. Okay.
Yeah.
It distributes the responsibility of assigning domain names and mapping those names to IP addresses by designating authoritative name servers for each domain. So it distributes the responsibility of assigning domain names and mapping to those names to IP address. So what happened? This IP address, they are designated. Designated means they are named in the priority wise. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then it also specifies the technical functionality of database service. It also specifies the technical functionality of database service. Yeah. It defines the DNS protocol. It defines the DNS protocol, a detailed specification of data structures and the data communication exchange used in DNS as part of the Internet Protocol Suite, IPS. See, a fourth point, fifth point, you see again, it also specifies the technical functionality of database service. It also specifies the technical functionality of database service. And then it defines the DNS protocol. What is DNS protocol? A detailed specification of data structure and data communication exchange. It is used in DNS as part of Internet Protocol Suite.
Internet Protocol Suite.
So in the same lesson, we'll see about internet services and mobile technologies.
Oh, damn out. Oh.
Take page number 32.
Well, just 1 minute, let me on the AC, my mother will feel very hot and sweat a lot. Just 1 minute. Number?
Okay, come on. Page number 32.
Okay, page number 32.
Sorry, page number 30. Page number
30. 30, page number 30.
I am asking you to switch on your video, but you are not switching on your video.
The problem which I not on the video because my father and my mother passes through this way, so they want to go in a piece. So the background is an issue. And I don't like to on the video.
Okay, come to the subject. The search engine is a program to search what?
A search engine is a... information.
Search engine is a program. This you look at the answer and say, "Ma."
Web page for information using specified search items. D.
A search engine is a software that D. Correct. Which of the following statement about search engine is true?
Search engine is a program designed to search information on the web page using keyboard.
Keyboard or keywords? Keyboard or keywords?
Keywords or keywords.
You're saying keyboard then?
By mistake. It happens.
Yeah, software that searches through a database or a page for particular information is known as?
as
a software that searches for searching what we use, search engine. That is the answer. Which browser, which software browse the internet in a systematic manner?
Web crawler.
Sri wants to search about computer vendor in Meerut, excluding Dell category. Which of the following search engine is best suits the requirement?
Computer, Windows, Mentos, and Dell.
Minus Dell. If you give plus Dell, Dell also will come.
Dell is a computer name, right?
Dell is here.
Dell is one of the computers, right?
Yeah. Read sixth one. When you copy a web page or a film or a file from your server to your local computer, this process is called
downloading.
Downloading. And then image files uploaded and downloaded over the internet can be processed with a compression application. Where image file compressed before transmitted over internet. Why it is compressed?
Because
if it is directly sent, what happens? It will take more data. When we compress and send, what happens?
To reduce the transmission time.
It will reduce the transmission time. Next, 8th one. Identify the software that helps you in sending and receiving mail.
Gmail.
Anything you can say. Whatever you. But MS Office Internet Explorer under will. BCC field.
MS Office Mail is not used for mail, right?
It is useful only for documenting.
Gmail is basically used for email.
Yeah, it's useful. For documenting, you cannot use Gmail. Like, where is MS Office? You cannot use for documenting. You cannot use to. And then BCC field contains the list of recipients. BCC stands for, what is BCC?
Blind carbon copy.
A two-way video conversation among multiple participants is called?
Video conference.
Dash services typically include reviewing account activity and balance sending electronic payments and transferring
e-banking.
Next, which of the following sites would you prefer to buy books? Amazon.
If there was option of all of this, I would choose all of this.
Which is the best one, I'm asking?
Amazon is not the best one. Amazon is actually really cheating one.
E-reservation is a process of making reservations.
Please order something else came.
Okay, ma. E-reservation is a process of making reservations of Dash.
Ma'am, all of this, ma'am.
Which mobile technology system provides a mobile ultra broadband internet access?
4G.
4G stands for fourth generation.
Yeah, but anyways, fifth generation came, 5G came.
You are using 5G mobile, huh?
Yeah, 5G mobile is there, but since that, none of the companies have made the stream of 5G, but trying to make it through. Okay, so, for the 5G.
If you get good marks in computer, then you buy me Apple.
Ma'am.
Yeah.
First, if I'm getting mark, my father told me he'll buy something. If I get that, then I'll see of your thing.
Yeah. Okay. Simply, I am saying, ma, you should get. I know. Only if you get good marks, I will feel proud because you are somewhere else, and I am somewhere. And if you get me a good name, really, I will feel proud.
See,
proud
of. Anyways, when the result will come, I'll be in India. So if it's a good mark, my dad will come to Chennai and see you, ma.
I will come to Kerala to see you. Don't worry. Really, I will come along with my husband.
I'll inform you, ma'am.
Okay. Now come to fill in the blanks. But you should improve your handwriting, Kevin. Otherwise, the examiner will not understand your handwriting. Okay. Please, ma, try to improve your handwriting. You have to. Otherwise,
and spelling also is a problem.
Yeah, you have to.
Information, okay, ma'am. Search engines.
Information is retrieved through internet using search engine. Chat is a real-time communication between two or more users via a computer.
Chat.
Email is the process of sending and receiving messages.
Electronic.
Email means electronic mail. Email is?
Yeah.
Electronic mail.
Electronic mail.
Chat elements help to express emotions or feelings in email or text message. Emotion elements.
Electronic.
Hey. Emotion elements. Which elements is used?
Okay, emotional.
Dash helps us to learn anywhere using internet.
E-learning.
Computer-based training is a type of e-learning.
E-learning.
It's a type of e-learning. Dash allows customers to conduct financial transactions on
e-banking.
Internet can be used to get a reservation of flights or airplanes through e-reservation. Dash helps to create and maintain social relationships.
Personal networking.
LinkedIn is an example of Dash website. Social networking. Dash is the online directory to find the information about people.
Super pages.
Yeah. Dash is an extension of Dash, which is used to send and receive text messages. MMS is an extension of SMS. Used to send and receive text messages.
Okay.
Alta Vista is used for searching of available internet connection. Is it true or false? Alta Vista is used for searching of available false because it is used for searching particular topic. Alta Vista is used for searching particular topic. Downloading a file means transferring files from host computer to the internet.
No, false.
Why downloading means what happens? We are downloading the files from the internet to our host computer, not to another computer.
Yeah.
Chat rooms are actual rooms where chat session can take place. True or false?
False.
Plain text email messages can be read by any type of email application.
True.
Video conferencing enables two or more people to only see one another.
False.
Why? What happens? People can also communicate with the help of video conferencing. It often includes multiple people.
It's not clear.
That is what they are saying. No, video conferencing enables two or more people. They are saying, but video conferencing enables multiple people.
But the printing, I cannot read anything in the book or something, it's not clear.
Okay, that's what I read now.
No.
You should wear specs, I think so. E-learning only supports text materials. Is it correct? Mm-hmm. False.
False.
Because this e-learning supports supports text, audio, messages, images, animation, streaming videos.
Yeah.
We can make groups of our friends and family members on a social networking site. We can make in Facebook, make in WhatsApp, all those things. What are your local friends all coming? Okay. Write the purpose of. Write the purpose of search engine. What is the need for search engine?
Search engine, ma'am.
What will
it?
Search engine, what does it do? It helps people to find information on any topic. Whatever we want. If you go to Google search engine and type some topic, it will generate and give you number of answers. That is search engine. Give any two example of popular search. What are the popular search we use? Google search engine and Yahoo search engine. Right? Two examples of popular search engine. It is Google search engine and Yahoo search engine. What do you understand by uploading a file on internet? Name software used for it. What do you mean by uploading?
Uploading a file in a website.
To the server.
To the server, yeah.
From our computer, if you upload it to a server, then it is called uploading of file on internet.
Yeah.
And FileZilla is a software which is used for it. FileZilla is the software used for it. What do you understand by downloading files from internet? From server,
from internet, from like a file from any website and we're downloading into our computer.
That's what. From server, we are downloading into client's computer. That is our computer.
Okay.
And give the name of two websites which are used to send mail, email. Gmail.com and RedditMail.com. Otherwise, you can add Gmail.com and Yahoo.com. Whatever you
need.
What are we saying? Kevin, repeat.
Gmail.com and www.com.
That one will not come. Gmail.com and what, whichever website we use for receiving emails, redditmail.com, yahoo.com and all those things.
Yeah, ma'am, I think ma'am in Apple, for Apple phones, there are some other Apple app, something like that for getting mails and all, I think so.
What are they?
I forgot that, but there's some different software like for Apple now.
Ask your friends. Okay. How can a Word document be sent along with an email? How will we send? We have to attach the Word file with an email.
Word file.
And then we have to send it. You know how to attach, right?
Yeah.
That is why we attach. How multiple email addresses are defined in CC, BC and BC file? How will we attach multiple email addresses? I will type my mail address, then I should put one comma, then I should add number of mail address with comma, separated by commas. Okay, by using comma between email address, you can add multiple email address.
Multiple email address.
Write one advantage and one limitation of email over traditional mail. What is one advantage? Email is popular over conventional mail.
Email is popular over conventional mail.
And then this go on.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
So what are the advantages over email or traditional mail? Email is cost effective. It is extremely cost effective. Yeah. And email takes lesser time for transmitting data. If you drop a letter, what happens? It will take 2 or 3 days to reach your friend. But if you send an email, it will be transferred within fraction of second. Okay. And disadvantages, we need internet connection to send and receive email. You need internet connection.
Yeah.
Okay. How is news group different from email messages?
News groups. News. News group is different.
Here, if we send email, if you send, you can send and I can receive. That's all. Only we both can see. But news group means it can be read by everyone. Whoever in that is there in that group, if you post, whoever is there in that group, they all can. That is the difference between.
But there's no privacy.
There is no privacy. And then write down one main advantage of e-shopping. What is the main advantage of e-shopping? We can stay at home and shop anything.
Yeah.
That is one main advantage of e-shopping. State one advantage of video conferencing.
That e-shopping helps us during quarantine.
State one advantage of video conferencing over personal face-to-face business meetings.
Video conferencing is basically allows you can from any place, anytime, anywhere, you can sit and have conference video conferencing, and like there'll be no place barrier. Like, so if you have people cannot travel and meet any person from a far away place, they can meet anytime and any day on video conferencing. Like, it's very good. Like, video conferencing, like, nowadays it's very useful. No, like, we're using video conferencing for classes and all. So,
there is no need to stay at the same place. But you are in Oman and I am in India, and we are, we both are talking now through video conferencing.
Yeah, actually, I think so. The plus points of video conferencing points, I think, so like. People understood from like during COVID time, I think the people got to get to know what are the advantages of video conferencing. And people use more video conferencing during COVID time.
Next question. How many forms can e-learning occur? E-learning can be CD-ROM based, network based, intranet or internet based. CD-ROM based means I can record and send you CD. Network based means by network I can teach you. Intranet means by LAN I can teach you. Internet means by wide area network I can teach you. Okay, so it is based CD-ROM based, network based, internet or intranet based. Okay, what are e-groups?
E-group.
An e-group is a group of person who comes together over internet for a specific or common purpose. Using better, best internet communication tools to share ideas, different opinions, experiences, and to learn from each other.
Learn from others.
That is e-groups. E-groups means people come together over internet for specific or common purpose. To share their ideas, different opinions, experience, and to learn from each other. Okay. Give the name of 5 websites for locating someone online. What are the websites to locate your friend? What are the websites you use? Facebook, White Pages, Super Pages,
Instagram.
White Pages, Super Pages, MySpace, and Black Planet. Okay. See how many are there? What is meant by SMS? Short message service. SMS means short message service. And it is commonly referred to as text messaging. And it is a service for sending short messages up to 160 characters to mobile devices. So from your mobile to your friend mobile, you can send the short messages. That is short message service. SMS is short message service. Okay, then come to this short question. What is search engine and what is its use? Give example. What is search engine?
Search engine is basically
it is a website that lets you search the internet
search for information.
If you want to search any topic, specific topic, what you do, you go to Google, type the word there, and you search for the required things. Yeah. You so that is search engine. Yeah. And the search engine turn on the web into powerful tool for finding any information. You can find any information in the internet using this search engine. And what are the benefits? Search engine do have the ability to provide refined or more precise results. They provide refined results. They provide precise results. They provide. And then search engine provides a wealth of information for professional and personal use.
Yeah.
They provide wealth of information for professional and personal use. Example, Google. Yeah. Google is one kind of search engine. What are the other search engines that we use? What are the other search engines we use?
Safari, Firefox,
Yahoo. Or some of the other search engines.
Yeah, ma'am. I don't know what happened today, ma'am. Your line is really breaking between, huh?
Really, yeah.
You because starting also you came and so I think some net issue there in your computer.
No. I am having clear net and full tower also. You should check your
network. My network is very clear, ma'am, because I'm sitting near to Wi-Fi.
Okay, so
yes, very good Wi-Fi.
Can you hear me or not?
I can hear you, ma'am, but there was a lag in between. Noise clear.
Okay. When using a search engine, what does a minus sign used with keywords in the search engine box mean? What does it mean? So that must be that minus sign. What does it mean? We should exclude that word. That one. That topic must not come. That is what. You read and tell me. Second one.
Search engine is a website that which provides required data specified on conduct. It also use the entire keyboard. Related to the particular topics received information that means by you by saying
What does this minus sign mean in search engine?
Minus sign means I don't know what the minus sign in search means.
Search engine is a website that provides the required data on specific content. So if you are using minus sign in front of the word or phrase means it includes the first term but not the second term.
Oh, okay, both the first term but not the second term.
Yeah, that is that minus sign. What is the need of uploading and downloading the files?
Upload with it from one computer to another computer, you upload. And I said downloading means you download it in your from website.
From the server, you are downloading it to your computer. Uploading means from your computer, host computer, you are uploading it to the server.
Yes, sir.
What is chatting? Is it necessary to be online while chatting? What is chatting? You chat now.
Question number 5, right?
No, question number 4.
4. Characteristics of test are mainly mediating conversation of between the two computers, widely internet access between the communication process of taking over the internet as it is necessary to be in online chatting.
Oh, see, yes. That is, while chatting, we send textual message or multimedia conversation. There is video conversation also we do over internet.
Yeah.
So it is a real-time communication between two users via computer. Okay. You must also be active and I must also be active to chat. Only then we can chat.
Yeah.
You must, and it is necessary that you must be online while chatting.
Mm.
That is the answer. This lesson is very easy, Ma. What is an email? Write to advantages of email.
Email is basically electronic mail. That to advantage of email is that I can send from anytime, anywhere. It's very fast. It doesn't take any time.
Mm. And what is the disadvantage of email? You need internet connection.
And maybe the reply will be coming late because the person will be receiving it on time, but it'll be seeing the mail later and sending the mail later.
Okay, come here. Come to
immediate feedback is not there.
In seventh one, we have to match this column A with column B. Social or networking site. Which is social or networking site here? In column B, Facebook. Skype.com. Skype.com is video conferencing. E-shopping is Amazon. And online SBI.in is e-banking.
E-banking.
Now you tell me. Match this column A with column B.
First one is Facebook.
Why don't you read the question and answer? Social networking site is Facebook.
Social networking is Facebook. HTTP Skype is video conferencing. E-shopping Amazon. Online is e-banking.
Explain the significance of video conferencing. It reduces the travel cost. It reduces the travel cost by working
remotely. Yeah, it reduces the travel cost, which I told. It helps us to talk to persons from different part of the world, from any time, anywhere, any day, and all. And there's no distance of barrier of place there. And it's very easy, and you get immediate feedback.
And then explain the significance of video conference. That one. List the benefits of e-learning. It is self-paced. It can work on any location and time. And then online computer-based courses are available. It reduces travel time and travel cost. For e-banking, what are the transactional category provided? Mention the services which are provided by e-transaction for e-banking.
E-banking.
You go to page 25. What? You are yawning, no?
No, nothing.
Go to page 25.
Time up.
Wait, that one is finished. Yes. here for transactional, we use electronic fund transfer, bill payments, loan application, repayments,
yeah,
and buying investment products.
Buying investment products.
What do you mean by e-shopping? Give three advantages of e-shopping. E-shopping means you can stay at home and purchase. And what are the advantages? What are the advantages?
Advantages that don't need to go out. You can save time, save fuel, and it is very fast and very quick. And it'll yeah.
Differences between MMS and SMS. MMS means. Means multimedia messaging service. SMS
multimedia service.
Short message service.
Short message services.
MMS are used to send multimedia files attaching with message such as picture, music, audio. SMS means used for sending text messages including symbols and emojis. Okay. Tomorrow we'll see the long answers on this page.
Okay.
You should read, Mark.
Yeah, man.